Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Jeff Henry, a longtime teacher currently in the Rock Ridge School District, and, of course, a math teacher, and the head boys track coach, assistant basketball coach, assistant football coach. Started way back in 1993 teaching and coaching. And Coach Jeff Henry, you've never seen anything like this before. Nobody has, right?
No, nobody has. I mean, we've, you know, as far as coaching winter sports, you go through, like last winter, I mean, we had a week or 10 days off of, you know, hardly anything. But this is uncharted territory for all of us, that's for sure.
Well, let's first talk teaching for you. And I know, you know, whatever course you teach, whatever class you teach, whatever grade you teach, I cannot imagine the challenge it is. Right now, where basically school comes to a screeching halt and the unknown of when and if school will resume. And then not only you as a teacher having to deal with kind of that anxiety and apprehension, but then you know the parent on the other end and the student on the other end is dealing with those same things. Can you tell us what kind of you're going through from an educator standpoint right now?
Well, I mean, for all of us, we're just kind of taking it day by day. And, you know, every day our school's been giving the teachers more information about what we're going to try to do. And this week we worked on some enrichment activities, just giving kids some things that they can do to kind of stay in school mode. And next week our school district's going to start our e-learning plan. Basically, the teachers and the students are going to try to get together, you know, via some type of technology, whether it be a video or an email and Google Classroom, and try the best we can to move forward until things die down. So it's kind of a strange territory, but, you know, we're making the best that we can out of it. And, you know, our number one goal is to, you know, continue to try to educate our kids the best we can with whatever is available. And, you know, our number one priority is our seniors, because, you know, they have requirements that have to be met in order to graduate. So, you know, that's the number one school priority. And then obviously we have a lot of other priorities past that. But it's strange. And, you know, I'm dealing with it as a teacher, but I'm also dealing with it as a parent. You know, I've got a couple kids at home that, you know, they're wondering what's going to happen and how this is all going to work. And, you know, it's just going to be a day-by-day process, I'm afraid.
Well, and then the other thing, too, the nice thing about technology is you have the capacity here in our era that you can do those type of e-learning things, or you can use social media. But from a math concept standpoint, there are some of those students that need to see the teacher at, you can't call it a chalkboard anymore, I don't know what the terminology is, what those new boards are called, but marker on board. So they, yeah, they need to see the teacher, you know, in that setting in a classroom where they're sitting at a desk. Well, I'm just curious that the hurdle of responding to that, if you understand what I'm trying to get at here.
I have to do, and I guess what I'm doing is I'm trying to create lessons, video lessons. So basically I'm actually going to create lessons that the kids can see me, and then I switch over and they can see my computer screen where I can actually work the problems out by hand and try to walk them through the problems, just as if I was teaching them on a daily basis. Trying to recreate the closest thing that I can to a normal daily lesson. It's not ideal. The kids aren't able to ask me questions right then and there, because it's not going to be a live setting, but we're also working on maybe possibly doing, you know, maybe a half hour segment sometime in the day where they can actually converse with me and we can go over questions as well. And, you know, like I said, I mean, it's the best we can do right now. And you know, as long as we're making as best an effort as we can and the kids are doing what they can, I mean, I think it's all you can ask for in this kind of strange time.
All right. And I think, as you were talking there, I was waiting for you to say it, because I gave you the perfect batting practice fastball. You could have said, Taylor, it's a smart board, you dummy.
Well, or a whiteboard. I certainly have a different thing. Yeah, it's a lot. You're fine. Hey, you and I are about the same age, so I chalkboard is what I'm used to as well.
All right, track coach. So it's weird. I was talking to Todd Wolfert this week. So, you know it. you go from where you have a little bit of track practice, there's some indoor meets. And that's the thing about, you know, those kids that play a winter sport, they're amped up, they're coming off winter sport, they're ready to transition into a spring sport, and then, bam, we just stop for 3 weeks. So how do you, you know, the one thing is for the seniors, you know, you want them to have a season, but then you look at the calendar and you say, well, how are we going to do this? And then if we get to resume, what's the transition from getting back into I don't know if it's fair to call it getting back into shape, but getting it back into a position where you can compete in meets. So what are some of the things you're factoring in all this, I guess, right now?
Well, that's almost much more up in the air than even the classroom thing. At least I feel like I have a plan somewhat as far as, you know, what I'm doing in my classroom. As far as track, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, we just got an email sent out from Craig Anderson at the IHSA yesterday. And, you know, he's trying to do the best he can, and his staff, you know, keeping schools updated. And as of right now, they're talking about, you know, is it a possibility of pushing the season back a little bit into the summer so that we can have a state series at the end of the track season if we're able to resume? Will there be an acclimation period, you know, like you sometimes have to have at the beginning of the season? So it's just such a up in the air. It's hard to know what to plan for. You know, we've tried to communicate with our athletes and maybe give them some things that they can do on their own, but that's difficult for some of the kids. I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to go practice pole vault probably out in your backyard. At least I hope nobody's trying to do that. So, I mean, if you're a long distance runner, you probably have an opportunity to do a little bit of training on your own, or maybe even if you're a sprinter, but there's certainly some events where it's a little difficult to prepare for. So it's the seniors that, you know, obviously come first to mind, because those are the kids that have worked so hard, you know, and this, you know, a lot of them are here to maybe get to the state track meet or, you know, try to meet those goals and end their career off in a great way. And, you know, it's hard to imagine what's going to happen, you know, and I think about those teams that were in the winter sports and this, you know, the basketball teams that didn't get to play in the state tournament, you know, finish the state tournament. And, I mean, it's out of everybody's control, but it's a sad deal, you know. I mean, it's an odd day, and we make the best out of it, but boy, you certainly feel bad for some of those kids.
Well, and that, I guess that's kind of how I'll end it. You know, for you personally, you know, when you talk about, like, you the strangeness, that I guess the contrast here of, like, you go and you're teaching, and then you're coaching on the basketball staff, and you're playing in these high octane postseason games, and then, you know, a week later, bam, nothing. You know, you don't go to class. You're done with school for 3 weeks now. Still staying. You have teaching, you know, the e-learning or whatever. You still have that responsibility. But just the contrast of having that, like, hustle, and then boom, nothing. And then you say, well, we're maybe 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, we're back at it. And we gotta get back up and going again. That's for me the contrast of that, just stopping, and then if you do get the opportunity, let's hope and pray that you do get the opportunity to start back up, but then kind of, I don't know, just kind of getting back into the swing of things, classroom-wise, student-wise, teacher-wise, and then student-athlete and coaching-wise. I mean, it's just weird to kind of, in terms of how you're shifting gears in all of this, if we get a restart.
Yeah, I think in both areas, I mean, in the classroom, it's going to be like, you know, you coming off a winter break, and those first couple of days, you got to get kids kind of back involved and enthused about, you know, school again. And I can see that being a scenario here. You know, even with this e-learning, trying to get them, you know, they're going to be in their bedrooms, you know, in bed. And I'm sure many of them are going to not want to get up at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. and get online. But, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. And, you know, as far as the sports, not being able to do anything, I mean, you know, at least organized, is going to be really difficult, because it's like you're starting completely over if we are able to resume. And, you know, what's that going to mean as far as track meets or softball and baseball games? You know, I mean, what's the acclimation period? And it's going to be a challenge, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, it's going to be a shortened season if we get to have one, and But right now, I'll take a shortened season. I mean, anything that can get our kids at least an opportunity to get out there and perform again would be great. So cross our fingers that we're able to resume classes and maybe, you know, try to resume some of our extracurricular activities as well.
All right. Amen, brother. Appreciate the observations from Jeff Henry. Long time teacher. He had looked at, 27 years in the classroom and as a coach. Again, we appreciate the visit. The head track coach at Rock Ridge, also an assistant on the football and basketball staff and a math teacher in the Rock Ridge School District. I'm Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com.